The government's independent review into the Arts Council is in the news again today, ahead of its publication in the coming weeks. Chaired by Professor Niamh Brennan, it was set up after the council's controversial IT upgrade cost the state over €5 million before being abandoned. The Arts Minister Patrick O'Donovan, speaking to our reporter Karen Creed on his way into Cabinet, described the findings as stark.
Well, look, I don't have the Arts Council report for government today. It'll probably be within the next fortnight. I have received the report on the Arts Council and from the committee that was chaired by Professor Niamh Brennan. I've read it. It's fairly stark in its findings and it's fairly clear in its recommendations. And I hope to bring it to government either next week or the week after.
And would you hope that you'd follow through on those recommendations then?
Yes, in their entirety.
Let's get more now from our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. Evelyn, will we start at the beginning here? Will you remind us of this computer system and of what happened or didn't happen?
Indeed. Well, it was a transformation project, and really it has its roots in 2018 when the Arts Council decided they wanted to overhaul their IT systems. So what happened in that case was they started work on it. They were working with the department, but the issue was, you know, that ultimately it ended up being what's described as an abandoned IT project. So in that case, in terms of the public sense, this story is kind of just under a year old, as you believe, Rachel. It first really came to public attention last February when the new Minister for Culture, Patrick O'Donovan, brought reports to Cabinet and told Cabinet that the Arts Council was in this situation, where ultimately the cost that had been written off was €5.3 million. Now, at that time, on that day, he said that he was very annoyed about it all and that he was going to commission a report. And he commissioned Professor Niamh Brennan and her team to look into it. In the interim, in the sort of 11 or whatever months since, we've had, you know, different reports, different reviews. Indeed, the Public Accounts Committee had its report there in November reviewing into it. And we had appearances. The Arts Council appeared in front of the Public Accounts Committee and in front of the Media Committee. So there's been a lot of kind of review and analysis of it. But really, this report, this piece of work that Professor Niamh Brennan has done, this is kind of the final part of that. And we're expecting it, as he said, there to be brought to Cabinet over the next 2 weeks or so. Now, some papers at the weekend, the Irish Times reported on Sunday night that it got sight of the report. And they are reporting that this review has things like 149 recommendations. There's talk about the composition of the Arts Council board, that the Arts Council board must have a bigger mix and a wider mix of people's different, you know, experiences and backgrounds. There's also seems to be concerns, they said, they're reporting around VAT, that, you know, simple kind of governance missteps had happened along the way. So we've had a lot of reports, a lot of analysis over this. At the moment, there's an interim director at the Arts Council, Dr. Moline Ryan. We understand the Arts Council, they were telling me the other day, they've received the report, they're obviously examining it, and they'll talk about it in due course when it's published. But indeed, there's just so much there to talk about in terms of and look back on what happened with this ICT project. I think it's also fair to say, I was there at the different hearings and indeed at the PAC publication there in November, there is note and a lot of talk about the fact that this situation of different agencies managing ICT projects, that there is an ongoing problem right across the board, that there is, you know, their lack of experience, there's lack of expertise in different areas. So there is that wider piece, and the Public Accounts Committee have talked about that and addressing that. But certainly the case of the Arts Council, this is certainly a sorry chapter in their story, and we'll be waiting for that report to be published and be brought to Cabinet by the Minister.
Yeah, you said 149 recommendations, Evelyn. By the sounds of things, if the Minister does follow through on all of those, we could be talking pretty significant change.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, there is a new ish chair of the board. Maura McGrath came from the concert hall over to the Arts Council. We do obviously have, as I said, that interim director, Dr. Moline Ryan, very kind of experienced governance as well. So they have said too, in the past, the chair, Maura McGrath, has said that obviously they look and expect and respect all kind of recommendations that come their way. I mean, there's a huge amount of change supposed to happen. I think what's interesting is, again, we're reading reports on this. This isn't the direct review, that it is noted that the work of the Arts Council is important and what they do, their core mission is important. But it's about looking back and saying, right, what were the governance issues? There were serious questions too about the department's supervision of this project. Again, they had their own report on it. Again, the PAC report referred to this, you know, that there were gaps in communication between the department and the Arts Council. There's a lot of work been done, you know, trawling back over the paperwork between both sides. So there's a huge amount of paperwork to have gone over through it too. But it is one of those situations where you have different sides of it. And in a way, this one report maybe will bring so much to head. The I think they said that they talked to over 40 people, did a huge amount of documentation. So a serious piece of work done by Professor Niamh Brennan, and we'll all be very keen to get into it and get into the detail of it when that report is finally published.
We will indeed. Evelyn, thank you very much.